Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. And yeah, we're going to jump across the Atlantic for a moment to go to the USA. And I want to talk to you a little bit more about the Trump indictment that the Trump-hating British media has been wetting its pants about over the last 24 hours or so. Now, isn't it interesting? We're getting now some details about who it is who will be presiding over this criminal case. Because this is where it becomes all so blatant, all so obvious, all so interconnected. Because the federal judge who will oversee former President Trump's latest criminal case is known for harshly sentencing January the 6th rioters, and she formerly worked at a law firm associated with first son Hunter Biden. Yeah, you heard that right. Judge Tanya Chutkan, who was randomly selected, oh yeah, really randomly selected, to oversee the Trump criminal case in the nation's capital, was declared last year by the Associated Press as, quote, the toughest punisher of rioters in the 2020-21 insurrection, sending all 11 defendants before her behind bars. The 61-year-old judge, who was nominated by President Barack Obama and who was technically confirmed by the Senate without opposition after a 54-40 closure vote, that's who she was. She previously worked at a law firm called Boies Schiller Flexner, where Hunter Biden served as counsel from 2002 until she was confirmed as a federal judge in 2014. So her and Hunter were apparently, according to a biographer, together in the same company, at any rate, the same law firm, for 12 years. Nominated by Barack Obama, known for her harsh treatment of the January the 6th rioters, and just randomly selected. So let me start by asking, does anybody listening to this think that she was randomly selected? Of course she wasn't. This is, as I said yesterday, this is a hit job on Donald Trump. And this is what the Democrats intend to keep going with. There's further indictments to come. This will not be the last one. What they want to try to do is damage him with all of these lawfare cases, because this is lawfare. They're using the law as a political weapon to try and damage their greatest danger, which is Donald Trump. And that's why, as I say to you, you know, once you see it as that, and I think most right-thinking people would, then you realize that Trump's the real deal and the rest of the Republican candidates are anything but the real deal. Did you see that Mike Pence, the former VP to Donald Trump, came out and said that basically, yeah, this is very serious. Trump's not fit for office. I mean, all of these snakes in the grass have all come out, and they, as you'd expect, because it's not just the Democrats that don't want to see Trump in 2024. It's the Republican Party as well. The Republican Party is just as bad, just as corrupt as the Democrat Party. Yes, the MAGA movement is different. The America First movement is different. But that's not a majority of that party, certainly not in terms of how it's represented it in Congress, you know. So I think they will be secretly, it's not just Mike Pence, but others will be sitting back smiling at these indictments, laughing at the fact that they've selected a judge who is quite clearly unfit to oversee the case, and hoping for the best, namely that Trump is convicted and, well, come what will of that, I don't really know. I mean, I suppose the irony would be that Trump is convicted. He goes to jail. He wins the presidential election. He pardons himself, and he imprisons all of those who have been behind this this whole sort of witch trial against him. but I'm not sure that if that's going to happen either. But anyway, so this is just an interesting, we're now seeing more and more of the details behind what's going on. And of course, the British media won't give you these details. That's why I have to give you these details, so that you can understand that it's a total stitch up from start to finish, which you would expect it to be. Everything the Democrats have done against Donald Trump since he came to power has been a stitch up. And they obviously are so scared of him that they're prepared to just pile one law case on top of another law case on top of another one, hoping that they will break Trump. But I think they're miscalculating. I think because of the unique individual that he is, he actually thrives in this kind of stuff. So rather than him, you know, have an attack of the vapors and go and lie down for the next 5 years, I think it emboldens him, and I think it emboldens his base even more. So when it comes to a battle between Trump and the Punisher, my money is on Trump.